What lives in the Kootenai River of Idaho has the body of a cod, the meat of a lobster, and the soul patch of Frank Zappa? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. What I just said were the words of Fish and Game official Roger Phillips, who joins us now with his thoughts about the burbot.
Yeah, David, this is one of those fish that if you made it up, nobody would believe you, but it actually exists. And boy, you could just go down a list of strange things about this fish, but it's really interesting because it is a member of the cod family that lives in fresh water, and it likes deep, kind of cold places. And we didn't have very darn many of them in North Idaho until Fish and Game and several partners, you know, did a lot of work to restore these things, and we brought them back to not only levels that they're sustainable, but also that people can go up and catch them now. So that's pretty darn exciting.
With a face that only a mother could love, these long-bodied cold water fish are not your run-of-the-mill sport fish. Burbot have flat heads and long bodies that sprout long pectoral fins just behind their gills. Their back half is eel-like with stumpy rounded fins. Burbot have brownish-yellow mottled skin, earning them the nickname Kootenai leopards among anglers. How could something that ugly be so delicious? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.